Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Selling smoothies is what I do. But for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner, too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Hello there. I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. Welcome. I recently got an email from Matthew asking me to weigh in on the carnivore diet. My brother recently started the carnivore diet, he wrote, and he's lost almost 15 pounds in a month by eating nothing but meat and dairy products. The doctor promoting this approach maintains that vegetables are toxic. What's more, he says that you get more nutrition per volume unit of meat or dairy than from the same volume of vegetables or fruits. Well, the weight loss that Matthew's brother has experienced is not that surprising, given that this is essentially a very extreme version of the ketogenic diet. When dietary carbohydrates are severely restricted, the body goes into a state of ketosis. This is an alternate metabolic pathway that converts fats into ketones, which can then be used as cellular energy in place of glucose, which is the usual energy source. One side effect of ketosis is appetite suppression, and this is part of what makes the ketogenic diet popular for weight loss. Now, to be clear, you still have to reduce calories in order to lose weight, even on a ketogenic diet, but you may not be as hungry as you might otherwise be on a reduced calorie diet. The problem with ketogenic diets as a weight loss strategy is that rebound weight gain is a big problem. Once you go back to a more balanced diet, any weight you've lost is very likely to come back, and often with interest. But Paul Saladino, the guy promoting the carnivore diet, actually thinks that most humans would be healthier if they adopted a plant-free diet on a permanent basis. So what are his arguments for this? Well, first off, he's convinced that plants are varying degrees of toxic. And this is similar to the arguments made by Stephen Gundry in his book, The Plant Paradox. Gundry claimed that lectins, this is a compound found in vegetables, fruits, whole grains, nuts, seeds, and legumes, may in fact be, quote, the cause for most common health problems, end quote. Look, the human diet has always contained a wide variety of lectins, and in fact, lectins perform a variety of functions in the body, including participating in our immune response. Certain lectins are even being studied for their potential role in protecting us from cancer. Now, there are a few specific lectins, such as those found in raw kidney beans, which are known to be quite toxic to humans. As few as half a dozen raw kidney beans can create severe food poisoning symptoms. And there's another lectin found in wheat germ that's been shown to make lab rats really sick. However, you would have to eat about 200 pounds of raw wheat germ to get as much lectin as these poor rats were fed. That's an awful lot of wheat germ. But most lectins appear to be harmless, or at least they did until Dr. Gundry came along. The evidence implicating lectins in human disease or demonstrating the benefits of avoiding them is pretty thin. Gundry says his own patients have been cured of everything from cancer to heart disease. However, no credible published research exists to support the therapeutic benefits of a low lectin diet. And in fact, the evidence that we do have definitely seems to point in the opposite direction. There's a lot of research showing that people who eat more whole grains, legumes, fruits, and vegetables, and thereby presumably take in more lectins, have a lower risk of many diseases. So I feel pretty comfortable dismissing the charge that plants are toxic. The second argument is that meat provides more nutrients by volume than plants. Now, nutrient density by volume, or by that matter, by weight, isn't a terribly helpful metric. After all, you can increase the amount of nutrients per gram or per cubic centimeter simply by dehydrating a food. And ironically, foods that have a lot of volume can help us feel full on fewer calories simply by filling up the space in our stomach. This is the approach espoused by Barbara Rolls, who's published several popular books about something she calls the volumetric diet. And the idea here is to choose foods that have a lot of volume, but not too many calories. Primarily, these are foods that contain a lot of fluid or fiber. So things like soups, broths, whole vegetables and fruits, whole grains, and that sort of thing. Even just drinking a full glass of water before sitting down to a meal has been shown to decrease food intake. These volumetric foods trigger special cells in your stomach that register pressure or fullness, and then these send a signal to your brain that you've had enough to eat. Presumably, this feature is designed to prevent us from eating until our stomachs literally explode. But because these foods and liquids don't contain a lot of calories, you end up reducing your calorie intake and losing weight. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow and Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
We usually measure nutrient density not in terms of volume or weight, but as nutrients per calorie. A nutrient-dense food is one that provides a lot of nutrition for the calories. And because they are so much lower in calories, vegetables are among the most nutrient-dense foods. But obviously, it depends on which nutrients you're talking about. For example, you'd have to eat 500 calories worth of watermelon, that's about 4 pounds, in order to get the same amount of calcium as in just 60 calories, which is about a half a cup of whole milk. So if you're only talking about calcium, milk is clearly more nutrient dense than watermelon, both in terms of volume and in terms of calories. On the other hand, you'd have to consume 2,600 calories worth of milk, that's over a gallon, to get as much beta-carotene as you would get from just 30 calories or less than a cup of watermelon. So if it's beta-carotene you're after, watermelon is much more nutrient-dense, again, in terms of both volume and calories. But you know what? Saying that something has more nutrients per calorie or per pound, gallon, or anything else is a little like saying that a painting has more color per square inch. That may be true, but it doesn't really tell you much about which colors are or are not present. And my primary concern about a long-term diet of nothing but meat and dairy isn't nutrient density per se. It's that there are a lot of important nutrients which will be entirely absent, including vitamin C, hello scurvy, fiber, goodbye gut health, and hundreds, if not thousands, of beneficial disease-fighting phytonutrients. Because remember, phyto means from plants. And that's to say nothing of the increased health risks that are consistently observed with diets that are very high in red meat and or saturated fats, not to mention the carbon footprint of such a diet. So how did this diet catch on when it seems like such a bad idea? Well, like most fad diets and bad ideas, this one makes a lot of promises, and there's not a lot to back them up. Most of the so-called evidence to support the carnivore diet comes from anecdotal reports. And in addition to weight loss, they include things like improved glucose control and better mood. Now, reducing the amount of sugar and other refined carbohydrates has absolutely been shown in clinical trials to have these effects. But I think these benefits could be achieved with far less drastic adjustments to your diet. Eliminating all carbohydrates from your diet could also reduce symptoms associated with irritable bowel syndrome, simply because you will have eliminated the foods that are most likely to contribute to those symptoms. But this is a little bit like throwing out every single sweater in your entire wardrobe because the two of them that contained wool make you kind of itchy. If you can identify which particular types of carbohydrates are causing your issues, you can eliminate them and reduce your symptoms, but still have a reasonably balanced diet. And this approach is known as the low FODMAP diet. And it has a far better track record for reducing gas, bloating, and other IBS symptoms than the carnivore diet. What's more, the carnivore diet may also have negative effects on the gut. One small study found that just 5 days on an all-meat and dairy diet was enough to produce dramatic and detrimental changes in the gut microbiome, including an increase in pro-inflammatory gut bacteria. The carnivore diet may lead to quick weight loss. However, unless you're prepared to stay on a low or zero-carb diet for the long term, that weight loss is unlikely to be sustainable. And staying on an all-meat diet for the long term involves significant risk of serious nutrient deficiencies. So hopefully, Matthew's brother will find his way to something more sustainable before any of those issues develop. And you know what? If you're looking for more support for healthy weight management, please check out the tools and the resources at weightless.life, where our goal is to help people create habits, mindset, and lifestyles that help them weigh less without dieting. That's at weightless.life. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, or you'd like me to throw your brother's dietary choices under the bus, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com, or you can leave me a message at 443-961-6206. Nutrition Diva is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. And thank you so much also to Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, Davina Tomlin, and Cameron Lacey. That's all for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow and Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.